The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This is Spike's theme song now. You definitely used to trash the adult Disney goers.
I'm not a... Okay.
You are an adult Disney goer.
No. I want to be clear here. The thing that I trashed is Disney people. And I think they're psychotic. I think Disney adults are psychotic. But, Jack...
But that's you now.
You can make this a Twitter poll. Not every adult who goes to Disney is a Disney adult.
It seems like you're trying to find a way out of...
No! They're not the same thing. I don't own any Disney stuff. I haven't seen... Like, I don't watch the movies or anything. Like, I wanted a fun thing to do with my wife over the weekend, so we went to Disney World and Epcot Center. That does not make us Disney adults.
And you loved it.
No,
and
I did love it. I had a great time.
Yeah. And you said before the show, you can't wait to go back.
I didn't say that. It's not what I said. I said I had a good time. It was fun. I'm not a Disney adult. An adult that goes to Disney... This is like the rose flower argument. Like, every rose is a flower. Not every flower is a rose. Not every adult that goes to Disney is a Disney adult.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to duck the allegations.
No,
you are.
I'm not a Disney adult. Oh, look. Look who's joining us now. Maybe he can weigh in on it. Uh-oh. The great Mike Quick. Here, will you weigh in on this, Mike Quick?
There's no way. There's no way Mike Quick would stoop to this level. How do you feel about adults that go to Disney World?
Okay. Is there anything wrong with...
How did the kids get there?
Well, that's exactly my point. Well, but what if you went without any kids?
Yeah. Like, let's say, what if you were almost 50 and were full of tattoos and...
You and your wife went to Disney World for a nice thing for her birthday.
I would be concerned about the kids.
But there is no...
There's no kids.
Yeah, the other folks.
Oh, the kids at Disney World.
Hello, guys. How
get out of here, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Sad. How are you looking today? How's the game? Because you're a good golfer, right?
I don't have much game today, but tell you what, the weather has really cooperated. You know who I have as a partner today?
Who's that?
Mickey Mondini.
Is he a good golfer?
That's fun.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah, he's fun.
Delco guy Mickey? You want to sit down, too?
Delco's finest.
Yeah.
They got to go putt.
Oh, okay.
No, he's fine.
Well, I'm sorry.
Look at this.
I thought that's what
on?
We were doing.
Yeah,
it's on. You're on the radio.
Punch around.
Yeah.
I'm playing with Mike the Quick, man. He can play.
That's what I heard. No, he said he's not playing that well today.
No, I have no game today.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, but you feel like one of those guys that you're humble about your golf game. When you're probably...
No.
You're probably in the 70s today.
I have warped expectations.
He's playing good.
Yeah, I'm sure. How's your game today, Mickey?
Not very good. I'm putting all right.
Yeah.
Other than that, it hasn't been very good. I'm not used to no wind.
Yeah, we've been playing.
Every time I go out, it's,
it's windy.
Windy and cloudy, and it's a nice day today.
Dawkins is connected upstairs because this is such a perfect day for golf.
It really is.
It is. It does make you think that he knows a guy.
He's connected.
Yeah, he's connected.
Spike, you look good, man. Haven't seen you in forever.
Thank you. Now, last time you saw me, actually, I believe... No. Last time I had a golf thing, was it the Surfside thing last year?
Yeah, Ramwood.
And I was berated for a year because I did not wear a collared shirt to the golf thing.
See how you grew up?
Look at this.
Yeah.
You like this?
Like a real adult.
You're looking good.
Like the last time I saw you were defending DiCamera. And you had an 8-page paper written up before you even heard anything.
That's not true.
That is true.
You didn't do a great job.
I did a great job.
Mickey had to prosecute Joe DiCamera, and in fairness, and I respect you, you didn't do a great job.
I did a good job. Joe's not a good baseball player, period.
No, that I agree with.
Well, that's obvious.
I would have loved to convict Joe.
Next time.
Yeah. It is a beautiful day. Good cause out here today as well. Brian Dawkins Foundation doing a good job raising money.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job last night, your cohort. Ike Reese was unbelievable as an auctioneer.
I heard.
And he bought in a lot of money. It was a lot of fun.
Well, he's pretty intense,
Yeah.
they got a nice preview of what it's like for 4 hours here.
Yes. Yeah. Imagine that. 4 hours every day.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Imagine if you disagree about something. It can get tough, Can I talk to you about the Eagles, or do you not want to talk about the Eagles?
Which?
I don't know. The current Eagles?
Hotel California Eagles?
Hotel California Eagles.
The band.
Oh, no. The football team.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
a no?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
I don't know.
It's going well.
We have you here.
World champions? What do you want to know?
Yeah, what? Now, you did not go through this, obviously, going through an offseason as a world champion. Do you think that there is a right way and a wrong way to go through this offseason? Like, we see some guys that are out living it up, right, having a great time. We see other guys that we haven't seen at all. Like, we barely seen Jalen at all. You know, Nick actually seems like he's
right.
He's dialed in. Do you think there's, like, a right way and a wrong way to do it?
So I think everyone is just much more aware of what they're doing this year.
Mm.
And a lot of the same things have happened in past years. But because they all world champions, they're coming off of winning a Super Bowl, then everything is just illuminated a little bit more. It's highlighted just a little bit more. But I think a lot of the things that guys are doing now, many of those same guys would handle each offseason that way.
Ah, okay.
You get a lot
You
get a lot more attention because of that. So
right.
then maybe you're out a little bit more, and maybe the light's on you and the camera's a little bit more. But guys are doing the same thing. And one thing guys understand is when it's time to kick it in and get ready for the season. So all of these guys, they know that. I mean, it's just the clock on your body tells you it's time for me to start to run the hills or whatever guys do now that will start them to get ready for the regular season.
Yeah, it reminded me, we were talking about Saquon, and Saquon is a guy that looks like he's done a lot, right? Like a lot of public appearances.
Yes.
And Cole Hamels, after the Phillies won in 08, had a summer, had an off season like that, and then did not have a great year the year before.
Right.
So I think to an extent, we're all like, you know, as a Philadelphian, I am waiting for the bad thing to happen. so that was like my correlation. I was like, oh no, I hope this isn't like Cole Hamels, you know, 20 years ago.
It's sad, but that is truly how too many of us think.
Yeah, it's how I think.
Well, Ike was trying to sell me on a new Philadelphia over on Friday. Because I'm a championship every 10 years kind of guy.
Okay.
I'm not a dynasties man.
Yeah.
You know? So he was trying to sell me that the Eagles broke the seal and that it's okay to think of yourself as a front runner or like the championship town. Well, don't worry about the other shoe that's going to drop.
Well, I mean, both of you guys have been in the town for a long time and been under the scrutiny of the fans. Do they feel like different to you today? Fans feel different to you today than they felt 25 years ago?
I just think that everybody is so hyped, so stoked about this football team. Even the possibility of them being just as good this year, I think everybody's stoked about that.
People are just in a good mood, just excited.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Phils-wise, do you fans feel different, the same, you know, when you played?
I think it depends on who's on the team, to be honest with you. I mean, through the 90s, we had one good team.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Now we've got long-term – we didn't have those long-term contracts back then. We had two or 3 years, maybe four. Now you got the 10 years, the 12 years, so you're expected to be good for an extended period of time. And this team has been. So they're hyped.
Yeah.
But it's like every Philadelphian, when they go through a three-game losing streak, now everybody's like, oh, I'm wondering about this team. And then when they win 9 out of 10 series, they're like, they're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
So that's baseball.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like somebody said it to me over the weekend. They're like, if you want everybody to be dialed in on the baseball team, then everybody's going to get freaked out when they lose.
Sure.
Like that's how it is. Either
sure.
you know, either you check out, because that's how it is with the Eagles. You know what I mean? Like everybody's dialed into every game, so when they lose, it doesn't matter if it's one loss in eight games. It's still the worst thing to happen.
Right.
So I suppose I would rather people be dialed in on the Phillies and freaking out when they lose than checked out, because I feel like in the 90s, even in some years in before the 07 run happened, there were too many years where in the summer here it felt like people were checked out.
Well, they're not checked out.
No.
They're not checked out.
No, they are absolutely.
They're reacting a lot, Mickey.
They are.
They care.
I mean, every team has weaknesses.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, every team does, and health is the biggest thing. If you can stay healthy, which we have been able to do for the most part, we're going to be good. People don't realize if you're four games over 500 every month, which I don't think is asking too much, you're going to win 93 games. that's going to make the playoffs.
Right.
And that's all you need to do. Just get in. Obviously, we'd love to win the division, but just get in nowadays.
What have you seen from the team so far?
A little inconsistent, but this offense is going to be inconsistent because they rely on the home run, and when they're not hitting home runs, they don't score. Pitching staff has been tremendous. Obviously, people are concerned about the bullpen, but I think they're seeing how it's going to pan out the next few weeks. And Dave will not sit back.
No.
He'll go out and get one if he needs one.
Our team needs us.
Yeah, we've been notified. You guys got to go play golf.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Mike Quick.
Good job.
Thank you, Mickey Morandini.
Take care, guys.
It's great to see you.
It.
Handsome as always.
Yeah. Save your golf day. I'm sure it's so bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's so bad.
Man, if I could come back in another life.
Golf?
Mike Quick.
Oh, he's got the
best. I want to be Mike Quick.
Unbelievable life.
The coolest
guy.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Are you worried or not worried after this weekend's Philly sweep to the Brewers? Jack?
Now, one thing I'm not worried about, Spike.
What?
I thought I was going to miss the Memorial Day mega sale down at National Appliance Warehouse.
You're telling me. Is it still going?
It's extended.
Whoa!
Oh, people helping people.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that National Appliance Warehouse, who is already guaranteeing you the lowest price because of Price Assure,
uh-huh,
the technology which instantly lowers the prices. You're... Oh! Well,
yeah.
We'll get to Jeremiah Chatter in 1 second.
Yeah, this is good.
Right after we talk about National Appliance Warehouse.
Yep, we got to do this.
So you're saying the prices are even lower.
The prices are even lower. So you mentioned Price Assure. That's always fantastic. Also, you know, you got to make sure you're getting the right appliances.
Yep.
And right now, I know it was a little cool over the weekend. I know you were in Florida.
Yeah, but it's cool here.
It was cool. But it's going to be grilling season. I mean, today is perfect grilling weather.
Yep.
So they have all the grills you could possibly need. But if you need kitchen appliances, they have over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget.
Every brand you could possibly need.
Yeah, 15.
And they're going to install it for you if you need it.
Yeah.
Delivery if you need it, right, yep, on time.
And on top of all that, they treat you like family. That's the difference at National Appliance Warehouse. Smart, knowledgeable, and they truly care about you. So we talk a lot about National Appliance Warehouse. It's difference-making down there. Take it from us to get down to National Appliance Warehouse in tax-free, Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com and tell them Fritz sent you.
Jeremiah Trotter joins us.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Trot?
Good. How y'all doing, man?
Now, are you a golfer, or are you doing this because it's the event and you're not a golfer? Like, you're here for the day.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I'm a golfer. I love golf.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just in the middle of changing my swing.
Uh-oh.
So you know how that goes. So I'm trying to be patient. You got to take 10 steps forward just to get one or two steps.
Yeah.
So golf is frustrating for me right now, but I'm going to stick with it.
Well,
it's going to help me.
Why'd you change the swing? I mean.
Because I hurt my back one day swinging. And when you're swinging incorrectly, and, you know, I'm not getting any younger. So
yep.
I wanted to make sure I'm swinging correctly while I can continue to play.
Because I heard you bombed the ball. So, you know.
Not right now? When you change your swing, man, you got so much going through your head. You're not focusing on bombing. You just want to finish inside out on the ball, make good contact. And then, you know, once I get that down, then I can start trying to, you know, unload on the ball.
Now we obviously, you know, we love Ike.
Right.
How would you say his swing is?
I'm going to be honest with you.
I wish you could see the look with the laugh, by the way.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't seen Ike play in a long time.
Okay.
I just have ingrained in my mind the first few times when he first started playing. So he's obviously a different player now,
yeah,
right? But, you know, so he said he's got better. I see him on the course. He's getting his game in, you know.
Well, he used to have the graphite clubs when I first started playing with him. The feet were jumping all over the place. So
The first time I played with him, he was out there with some King Cobras, man. I was like, yo, hey, Ike. You're not fooling anybody when you show up with some King Cobras. I'm just being honest with you.
he's getting better.
You know, you have all your old teammates here. As you get older and you have these opportunities to get back with these guys,
right.
Do you, like, look back and appreciate that time in a
doubt, man. You just, you know, you don't get a chance to see those guys often. So events like this for a good cause, for a great person, and then you get to just, you know, see all your old teammates, man, sitting around and just, you know, all the stories you tell, you get better and better as you get older.
Yeah.
You know.
The stories get better.
Yeah, you get better and better. You was better than you was last year, you know.
Yeah.
So it's always cool, man, just to reconnect with those guys, and this is a great event to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was it like? I mean, obviously, Trotz on the team this year.
Right.
They go to the Super Bowl. He breaks out your old celebration in the Super Bowl. I mean, how cool was that?
It's almost like watching your kid takes his first steps, man.
Yeah.
You know, as a parent, just a proud dad. And, you know, just I just remember all the hard work and dedication and sacrifices that he put into the game. And it's not easy growing up being the son of, I don't want to use legend, other people use it, but just a guy that had a lot of success in this area, you know. And then you got the same name. You know, so it can be a lot of pressure.
And playing for the same team.
Same team.
Yep.
But even before that, just little league growing up, just being the son of Jeremiah Trotter, man, I can't imagine what it's like. But he's always handled it with grace. And for him, you know, people ask him, you know, is it pressure? He was like, man, my dad always been my dad. So it's just dad to me. So
right. Doesn't know any other way.
No, no other way. So right. he just put the work in. You know, just put the work in and just go out and do what you've been doing since you was little.
And then for you must – like, obviously, you must be very, very proud of him,
right.
and proud of what he's doing and where he's doing it. But I would imagine also you don't want to be – like, you don't want to be a – like, you don't want him in your shadow all the time. So, like, is that a balance for you or
– He doesn't have a choice.
Right. That's a good point.
He's in my shadow no matter what.
Right.
You know, you play the same sport. Same position, same number, and wear the same name. You know, by default, because your last name, you're in my shadow. But when you put all those things in there, and listen, I told him, when you just put the work in, man, you put the work in and you have the God-given ability, you know, you just trust God, everything else will take care of itself. You just keep working and just wait for the opportunities, man, and what opportunity you get, make the best of it, you know.
This year's team, what now Hugh's yelling.
Hey, man, he didn't want me messing with him earlier while he was on the air.
Yeah,
you know, so now he won't mess with me.
No respect.
Zero. You guys
got
zero.
No respect.
Zero.
Yeah. He's going to walk in front of the YouTube thing again.
Yeah.
He's in between swings.
You don't want to see it right now.
Yeah,
you don't want to see it right now.
Yeah.
This year's team. They lose a lot of snaps on defense, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of players that played a lot of snaps coming from a number one defense. Like how if I'm a fan looking at it saying they lost one of their best edges, one of their best tackles, their CB2, their starting safety. Like how do I think that I'm confident in next year's defense losing what they lost?
Well, you just have to trust the process, you know, that they've drafted well, and that they make some moves in free agency, and that's normal. Anytime you win a Super Bowl, and guys are up for contract, they're gonna get paid, and they deserve to go get paid, right? So, it's always a high turnover when you win the Super Bowl because everybody wants a piece of winners. So, and two, if you win the Super Bowl, you got a lot of guys on your team playing very well, right? If not, then you're not gonna go that deep in the playoffs. So, those guys deserve what they got, man. You just got the next man up. It's got to be next man up mentality. And, you know, I'm confident that those guys will have the right pieces in place.
How about the job Vic Fangio did?
I mean,
what did you kind of see from Vic? Was it just bringing, like, an old-school mentality back to this defense?
I mean, he definitely has old-school mentality. He doesn't like to blitz a lot, right? He's different. He reminds me a lot of Jim Johnson, not the blitzing part, just his mentality. And to go into the Super Bowl and play one snap of man-to-man, I'm not sure how many times they blitzed. It wasn't a lot. But anytime you can get to the quarterback with the front four, you can beat anybody.
It reminds me a lot of New York when they won it, when they had that great front four back in the day. And they beat
the Patriots both years.
With Patriots, yeah. They had a great front four. And when you don't have to blitz, and you're still getting that pressure, and that defense reminds me a lot of that.
Well, it seems like it takes so much, like, if he gets the right amount of buy-in from the players, because it does seem like when you're playing that way, you might be giving up personal stats, especially for pass rushers, for the, you know, for the sturdiness of the defense. So it seems like buy-in with his defense is pretty important.
Well, I think buy-in is for every defense, no matter what level you are. So the players have to buy in. But I don't think the players sacrifice any stats, because – we had a bunch of guys had a lot of sacks this past year, you know, and they was getting to the quarterback, you know. And, you know, when you got the players we had last year on that defensive line, you know, and we had some guys that had great years, bro. So, and I'm confident they'll replace those guys.
What about, I mean, you're obviously, I think, an Eagles legend. I know you don't want to say that earlier. Absolute Eagles legend. What's it like seeing a kid like Jalen Carter just – burst onto the scene and just like command the entire defensive line? It felt like, how great of a player could we be watching in Jalen Carter?
Well, we knew going into the draft he was the best player in the draft. He just dropped because he had some off the field issues, right? So he was, to me, it wasn't close, but he was on most people's boards. He was the best player in the draft that year, and he fell to the Eagles at what, 10, 11?
I think they traded up to 9.
9?
Yeah.
So there's nothing he's doing surprises me, you know. And the word is on the street, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Listen, from some guys I talked to inside, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Wow. He's just playing off raw talent.
Wow.
So the sky's the limit for this kid, you know. So I'm excited about his future.
It was pretty impressive seeing him basically for the second half of the year playing every snap of the game as well. Like, not just being good, but out there every single play.
And not just being out there, not just taking up space.
Right.
You know, taking over the game, you know. So that's a lot of snaps for a defensive tackle.
Yeah. Well, in that Rams game, he had enough left at the end of the game to get to Matt Stafford. If he doesn't do that, the Eagles might not even be in the Super Bowl, and that's after playing the entire game.
Well, it helps, too. When you're on the number one defense, you're not playing a lot of snaps. You're getting off the field.
Just getting off the field.
You can't be the number one defense, you know, playing a whole lot, giving up long drives and things like that. So they was getting off the field. But like you said, it's still impressive for one guy to get that many snaps, especially at the defensive line position.
All right. Well, we thank you for coming over, man.
Hey, man.
Good luck on the
appreciate guys having me.
On the reinvention of the swing. We hope when we're talking to you next year,
hopefully,
you're in, you know. And Mike Quick is over there saying, man, Trotter, he redid his swing. I don't know if I'm as good as him now.
So hopefully.
That's what we're looking forward to.
He's a problem.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, thank you. Trotter. There he is, Jeremiah Trotter, Eagles legend, as Jack said.
Yeah.
We're pretty lucky, man.
Oh, dude, yeah. It's a lot of great, unbelievable players.
Yeah, we're just hanging out, you know.
Tell you what.
Could have been luckier if you were playing golf, but.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you know who doesn't feel worthy of sitting in this seat right now?
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
What? Oh, no?
I just like. These are greats.
Well, I mean, then if you're not worthy, I'm also not worthy.
I'm just a jamoke.
Yep. Just a couple of idiots.
Just a couple of idiots. Meanwhile, Ike's out there.
Yeah, just a couple of idiots that Ike is carrying to success.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Would be nice to have Ike here.
Would be. Now, he must not be here at all, right?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. He's actually here, you mean? Yeah. Oh, he is here. Yeah. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
We are at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament at Penn Oaks. Talk about the Phils. Cause for concern, yes or no, after this week's sweep against the Brewers. The wrong kind of sweep. They get swept 215-592-9494. And coming up next, we might have cause for concern. Another cause for concern about the 2025 Eagles.
Jack. Oh, here we go.
Well, this news I didn't like one bit. This was one piece of Saquon news I didn't like one bit, Jack. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.